you have to ride them waves.
Hello, Charlotte FC fans. What is up? Tifos around the world, all around the world. You got to spread the word. You know it's going to be okay, even though it looks like a historic day in Charlotte FC with an incoming and an outgoing. Adilson Milonda is off to Middlesbrough, but not till the end of the year. He has apparently been sold to the English Championship side. He's going to be loaned back. This all broke today here. It is Monday after Charlotte FC beat RSL in a nice win, and everything's going great. And then all of a sudden, Adilson Milonda's on his way out. But he's going to be sold and loaned back. He's going to finish the year. We'll have plenty of thoughts on that later this week on Charlotte Soccer Show. Me and Johnny Hayes are going to get together to let the dust settle a little bit, figure out exactly where we're at with Milonda leaving. All kinds of questions to be answered. But this is not that episode, my friends. This is Decoding the Presser because, as I said, there was an incoming to go with that reported outgoing. Archie Goodwin is here. Archie. Oi, oi, oi. The Aussie is here from the Men's A-League down underway, as they call it. Makes me think of that new Tyler Childers album, Down Under is Forever in a Day, but it only took a little less than that for Archie Goodwin to get here. And he spoke today. He was introduced at the club, and we're going to listen to him in just a second, almost without further ado. But I just got to say, I'm really looking forward to hearing this guy. He's a youngster, and I don't even know, you know, I'm glad to add a new accent to the team, you know, and to the Decoding the Presser Pantheon extended universe whatsoever. So, without further ado, let's listen to Archie. I'll pop in where I deem appropriate. And you know how this, if you don't know how it works by now, go back in the feed and watch all those other episodes and click like on them, please, and send them to a friend for sure. Here we go with Archie Goodwin. If I can click the right button. Archie, what you got for us?
We asked this question, I guess, basically the starter every presser. Why Charlotte? Why here?
Look, the MLS, it's a big growing league. When the option came up to come to Charlotte, I looked into it a lot, and the city and the fans of the club really suit me. I love playing for the fans and a good environment, so I'm just keen to get out there.
Was there a point during...
First thought, first reaction, A++ on the accent, just looking to get out there. We love to hear it, and A++ on mentioning the fans right off the bat, you know, right? You're never going to go wrong mentioning the fans, right? And shout out to the fans. We're all fans that are watching this Decoding the Presser right here. So nice to meet you, Archie.
Your last club season in Adelaide, where you thought this could be the year that I make a jump to a different league, to a higher level league?
Yeah, I think definitely when I went to Adelaide, it was kind of the next step in my career to get some consistent minutes. And I'm grateful to them for giving me the opportunity. And yeah, towards the end of the season when I started hitting good form, I thought definitely it was an opportunity to take that next step.
What do you feel like has changed about the way MLS is perceived? We hear a lot from the guys who are of the British persuasion, but how do you think it's perceived worldwide, particularly in Australia?
I think you have a lot of international players that come here, and that boosts the league a lot. When I came here, you look at the likes of Messi in the league, you got Wilf here. It's a good stepping stone for younger players to come as well, because they get the opportunity to learn off those people. So, it's really exciting.
He's done his research, and that's very insightful, how that sort of melting pot mix of very experienced players. It's not a retirement league anymore, but there are a lot of experienced players that come here that might be on, you know, the back end of their career. And then they mix well with the youngsters who come up. Archie Goodwin is 20 years old. This is the biggest move in his life, you know. And it's funny, we've done these welcome pressers for guys like Tim Ream, Harry Tofolo, who – you know, it's sort of they're on that back end stage. This is might be their last move, their last club. For Archie Goodwin, this is just, I'm not going to say he's here just as a stepping stone, but, you know, I doubt that he's going to be here for his entire rest of his career, although, hey, you never know.
the second Australian signing at Charlotte. Riley McGree was here early. Do you have a relationship with
legend
him? You talk with him
Riley
about
McGree.
It?
He actually took the same pathway as I did, from Newcastle to Adelaide to Charlotte. Hopefully I'll get more minutes than him because he didn't actually play. But
more than zero.
Yeah, I haven't really come
Thanks
across
COVID.
Him too much. But yeah, he's an exciting player too.
In terms of your style, I know that they've said a lot of different things about you. How would you describe your style of play?
Very direct, in behind, always in the box. I always look to get in on the end of things. A natural goal scorer, ability to, yes. to be in the right areas at the right time and just finish it off.
Indeed.
He's certainly not lacking confidence. I love the self-scout report, though. That's not bad.
He has said that he wants you to compete with Edon, and you saw what he's done so far for Charlotte FC.
Edon can't stop scoring.
Saturday. How enticing is that, but also how collaborative is that relationship going to be?
Yeah, definitely really good. It's always good to have some healthy competition. We'll get the best out of each other, I think. And yeah, you can see his form now. He's doing really well, so I'm going to keep pushing and we'll get the best out of each other, I think.
And what culturally about...
Very mature sounding young man for 20 years old, you got to say.
What
right
culturally
off
about America excites you the most?
Oh.
Big question.
I don't know. Honestly,
Bojangles. Say Bojangles.
Pretty good. Everyone's so welcoming. So, yeah, really, really happy and being welcomed by everyone.
That was a very diplomatic way to say I don't really fucking know what I'm looking forward to about living in America, but I can't wait to find out.
Come in. It's like who have been your role models, like that you've tried to shape your game after?
As a goal scorer, I've always looked at Haaland. You can see he's a natural goal scorer, and that's something I pride myself on, his goals. I like to get in the box and on the end of things, and I think he's someone who's at the highest level for that at the moment.
Any others? Because, the physical profile is very different between you and Erling.
What an amazing follow-up from Steve Goldberg there, the SG Tar Dog. Absolutely insane. This kid comes in. I like Archie Goodwin. I got to say, first impression, big fan of the hair, the stash, the confidence, and yet knowing the right things to say. Right now, in 4 or 5 minutes into this press conference, kid has really impressed me. But I also love this follow-up where he compares himself to Erling Haaland, the best striker in the English Premier League, and see if I was you don't really fit the physical profile for Erling Haaland, Archie. So you want to explain that one a little bit more, please?
Yeah, well, as an Australian, we have the likes of Mitch Duke. We have Adam Taggart, who scores goals. And, I've always looked up to them in the A-League and shaped my game off them as well.
And what teams?
Well, see, I guess the reason he compared himself to Erling Haaland now, I realize, is because that's someone that we might actually know. He just named two dudes in the Australian A-League that I've never heard of before. So I guess, if you're doing comps, maybe you might have to exaggerate a little bit just to be speaking the same language as people that are listening.
Do you follow who's your favorites in EPL or if you have one or wherever?
I've always been a Liverpool fan. So, yeah, since I was a kid.
You'll never walk alone.
And just...
Brett Thompson and Danny Brackett will be super glad to hear that, as will many other Tifos out there.
The last campaign that kept you out of that first playoff game. Are you 100% now?
Yeah, 100% now. I was lucky enough that it kind of came towards the end and went into off-season and had that time to really build myself back up. And I've had I had 4 weeks back in Adelaide in pre-season and built myself up to a point where I'm feeling 100% now. And coming in here, it's really exciting.
Have you bonded particularly with anybody on the current roster now that you're hanging with or talking to more than others?
I'm sitting next to Ashley and Bill in the change room, and I've got along with them very well, but all the boys are really welcoming, and had some good conversations with a few.
That's about as good as you can ask as an Aussie coming in here to sit next to a Kiwi on one side and then the captain of the club on the other. I think that's very deft maneuvering in the locker room by Dino or whoever set that up. Good, well played.
We'll have rugby conversations.
Yeah, we have a little bit. Yeah, that's it.
Great smile, great laugh.
Thank you.
Hey, Archie, I'm Carol Walton with the Charlotte Ledger. Welcome.
Thank you.
I read you were a fan of Craig Johnston, is that right?
Yes, Craig Johnston.
So he played before you were born, right?
Yeah.
So how did you latch on to his legacy?
Old soul.
So yeah, I've always been a fan. He obviously played in Liverpool and had a great career. He also lived in Newcastle, where I'm originally from.
Okay.
So I met with him a few times and did a few interviews with him, and just learning his story was great for me, because it showed what he had to go through to get to the highest level. And I'm someone who's had setbacks just like him, and wants to uses that to have resilience and get to the highest level. So yeah, he's a great guy, and I'm really grateful that I know him.
His end of his career
setbacks
was pretty devastating, right?
At age 20, yeah. Crazy to think of.
Yeah, yeah, it was pretty devastating.
Well, he might
makes
be
me feel old.
You know, maybe. your parents, your family, are they okay with this? You know, what's the situation there?
Yeah, for sure. You know, mums are always hard to let their kids go overseas, especially this far. But yeah, she believes in my character, and I'm someone who strives for the best, and coming over here, she knows that yeah, I'm going to be at my best and be happy and keep in contact with them, and yeah, they're really supportive of my football. So
how many of siblings?
Yeah, I've got two younger brothers.
Two younger brothers, they play soccer?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
Yeah, they're in the
offensive-minded like you, or
yeah, they're both attackers. They're in the academy in Newcastle Jets. So
okay.
What ages?
18 and 16.
Okay, well, there's some family, I don't know, backyard shenanigans.
Yeah, there's always been.
Okay.
That's incredible. The goal scoring Goodwins. Very cool. I love that that question coming from Carol, because if you know Carol, you know she makes no secret of on social media. She has three boys herself as a mom. So she's probably, I can imagine, I wasn't in the room for this, obviously, but the smile on Carol's face had to have been ear to ear, to just infectiously be, you know, vibing off of Archie's good vibes here. And then, you know, talking about three young brothers. I'm one of three boys. Also, I have two younger brothers, so I'm bonding to Archie. This is absolutely amazing. It's all about family, y'all, right?
I'm just curious, moving here or coming here, do you have jet lag for about 3 weeks before you feel normal? Like,
oh, to be honest, the first week was tough. Just the sleep, because it's complete opposite. But yeah, I feel great now. And, yeah, all sweet.
How many hours of flight? Like, did you fly through Europe or?
So I went from Adelaide to Sydney, and then Sydney to LA, and then LA to Charlotte. So it was about 24 hours of flying. Yeah. So
Sydney to LA was how long? Like,
down under is forever and a day. It's Tyler Childers saying, like I keep referencing. What a trip. What a jet lag situation there. I just got to pause this for a second. So it is literally taking me everything I have in me not to like try to do an Australian accent every time I hear him talk and like try to mimic the way he's pronouncing certain words. It's absolutely fantastic. And I know, like, you know, accent fixations are a little bit cheesy, you know, in this day and age, but I like the way this guy talks. I like hearing him talk. What can I say?
15 or 16 hours.
Do you just
yeah.
sleep and watch 1,000 movies?
Yeah, literally.
Okay.
16 hours of flight, wow.
And I think I also read about this, I don't know if it's right, the Osgood Schlatter syndrome? Is that something?
Oh, I had that when I was really
yeah.
young.
Okay.
Yeah, haven't had problems for yeah, 5-6 years now.
Okay, so that just coming into your body
Congrats.
And being fully grown kind of got you past that?
Yeah, well, when I started professional football, I was only 14, 15. So it was a big step really quickly. And those growing pains, I was still growing. So there were a few little pains I had here and there, but yeah, got on top of them pretty quickly.
Okay. Well, I need to know the story behind the mustache,
because,
you know,
I'm
channeling Benson Boone, but I think you had it before him, you know, or?
Yeah, not really. I don't really have any, like, thing to do with a mustache. It's just, yeah. Thing I've kept, so
yeah.
Everyone seems to like it.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I like it. I mean, he looks right here. He looks like an old timey. He's gonna serve me up a sarsaparilla, you know, like I imagine him in like a red and striped shirt and a tight collar, just like you know, pulling on the soda jerk thing. So absolutely amazing. I'm really liking this kid. Yeah, who doesn't like? We love Archie Goodwin. We're 10 minutes in, and we love Archie Goodwin. It can't be any better than that. Let's keep going.
Something you always wanted to do, or you coached that way? Where does that come from?
I think a lot of coaches in the past have told me you can't really teach a natural instinct to be in the box and be in the right areas. You just have it. growing up, and there's not really, you can't coach it into a striker. I think they've just always got it, and I think that's something I've always had, being in the right areas, whether it's a sense of, it could be just my senses are always to have a sniff, get in the box and
have a sniff.
Get tap, score tap ins, but a goal's a goal. So
goal's a goal.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I've kind of gone about my game.
As your
natural instinct. Very confident.
Your way in
very
with
confident,
this group, are you noticing that you found some outstanding guys to help you get the ball in that area? I mean, guys that are on the wings that are feeding it towards the middle.
Yeah, definitely. Watching them train, you got Wilf on the wing. He's always got that ability to just create something out of nothing. And as a nine, I can't wait to get out there and link up with those boys, because there's going to be so many opportunities for me to get on the end of it.
You're salivating at that, aren't you?
Yeah.
He is salivating.
When you look around at the guys that you'll be working with, I mean, what do you already touched on Wilf and everything, but what are you seeing for that forward group and how you can kind of mesh in and fit in with these guys?
I think, yeah, I'm always, with me being in the box all the time, I'll absolutely work hard. Whether it's a 50-metre sprint, 60-metre sprint, I'll get in the box for them. An early ball could go in behind for a winger, I'm going to be there. That's where a lot of my goals came from when I was back in Adelaide. So, yeah, very exciting.
Do you notice similar play styles between the A-League
What's
and
in the
and
box?
MLS, or does it look, I know you haven't been in it yet, but I mean, does it look different to you?
I think from watching, it's very transitional. We have a lot of transition in the A-League. There's turnovers, and you have to be physically capable of being able to run and work hard. And I think this league is similar in a way. There's obviously some technically better players, but yeah, the spaces are there, the transition's there, and I think that fits my profile perfectly.
Last one for me is, well, what's the biggest misconception about Australia that people have said that you say that's not
good question?
Yeah. Oh, we don't ride kangaroos around. I've had a few people ask me that, and it's just not true.
Oh my god! What a horrible question.
Thank you.
If people asking them that. Not Mike Solardi's question, but just the question. If someone asks an Australian person, "Do you ride kangaroos around?" I mean, what's your problem? Like, it's use the internet. It's 2025. Figure some things out.
Number was taken when you got here, so you chose number 7. Any significance behind choosing that?
7 come 11.
Not really. I think as a kid, being young, you always want number 9, number 7, number 11 as an attacker. So when the option was there, I was pretty keen on taking it.
You're joining this
wasn't
team.
Wasn't Yosviak 7?
Pretty high.
Yosviak number 7. I forgot.
And obviously, only 8 games left. How
hopefully Archie can do better
do you
than
feel
Camille.
Maybe the pressure to be on, you know, it's not like you're joining them at the beginning of the season, you're joining in a playoff push.
Yeah, look, I'm ready for anything. I'm always someone who's ready to get out there, and if I get thrown in the deep end, I'm ready to take that with two hands. So it's a good time of the season. I just want to give everything I can for the club in this remaining bit of the year. And yeah, just excited to get out there.
And do you know when your reason appointment is yet?
I'm not too sure. Hopefully it can be pretty soon.
Steve?
Oh, the visa. Visa's everywhere you want to be, but he's probably going to have to go to Canada or some other place to get the visa like Toffolo did. We've confirmed, I just did a quick internet check during that little Q&A there. Camille Yusviak, I confirmed my suspicion he was number 7. Do we think that Archie Goodwin can live up to the legacy of being a Charlotte number 7? Hopefully you can do a lot better than that.
And by the way, I'm Steve Goldberg with the Charlotte Post. Has it always been soccer for you? Because Australia and the U.S. are very similar in how sports developed, with, you know, American football being the top of the heap here and rugby being, you know, king in Australia. Did you play other sports, or was it always a soccer channel?
I think when I was really young, I played a bit of rugby league. I'm not sure if it's played too much here, but it's pretty big in Australia. It's a lot of tackling and everything. Mum didn't want me to play it because it's high risk of injury.
US rugby,
yeah, as soon as I picked up a soccer ball, it was always that, I think. I played it since under fives, under sixes, and went all the way through the academy program at the Newcastle Jets and into the first team. And it's always been football or soccer, yeah.
And are you in the national team program with Australia?
Yeah,
I'm in the under-23s set up. So, every opportunity that I get with them,
Much like Tokomati is for Israel.
Be involved.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Why 3.5 years on the deal?
To be honest, it's
next three, is that
well, half here and half this season, and then three after that. Okay. So,
and then you were talking about, you mentioned like stepping stone. If things are going well here,
we alluded to this earlier,
you want to jump somewhere else. I mean, do you have aspirations to play in Europe, or could it be that you could be here long term?
I think definitely when I went to Adelaide, it was the same kind of feeling. It was a stepping stone to make it even further, because I've got aspirations of making it to the highest of levels. I didn't realise how quick it would happen from going to Adelaide. My contract there was 4 years and I was out in a year. 3.5 years here. It could take two, it could take three, it could take the whole 3.5. I'm just, every time I'm representing the club, I'll be out on the pitch and working my hardest, and everything else will take care of itself.
So hopefully Arnie's
good question, well answered.
You and Enon Tokomati are the same age, similar profiles. Have y'all kind of sized each other up a little bit? Are you friendly, are you kind of looking forward to
competition for places? I love the question from Carol.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to competing with each other. As I said earlier, it's healthy competition. I think you need that in the change room to get the best out of players, and I think that's something that's gonna really push each other in the coming years.
You have respect for what you've seen from him so far?
Definitely, he's got an ability to score goals. That's what a number 9 has to do, and he's doing really well, and so really happy for him.
All he does is score goals.
We'll wrap up with Rebecca on Zoom.
Hi, Rebecca with Soccer Sheet. So I have just two quick questions. So you mentioned that you played rugby. Do you follow any specific teams, or are there other sports that you follow?
So followed rugby league since I was a kid. Actually support the North Queensland Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys?
Jonathan Thurston, but he was
kind of
the player I watched growing up, and he's got a good kick on him. So,
Thurston.
Always supported them, and still hopefully if I can find a TV streaming service that has it here, I'll be watching them.
Might have to get
awesome.
A VPN.
And then a follow-up that Soccer Sheet has kind of asked a lot of the players is, what are your comfort foods, and are there places in Charlotte that you're wanting to try, or are you like still kind of trying to feel out Charlotte for right now?
To be honest, still trying to feel out Charlotte at the moment. I've been to a few Italian restaurants and steakhouses just for the time being.
He's eating well.
Enjoyed it so far, so... if you've got any recommendations, let me know.
Midwood
Smokehouse. Definitely cookout. Yeah. You have to get a milkshake.
No, you're not going to cookout.
Only the one that I will tell you about now. But thank you.
Thank you.
Only go to cookout if you hate your life.
I don't think so. I've never been a fan of it, to be honest.
We'll go to Jorge on Zoom.
Hey, welcome to Charlotte. I had two from me. What impressed you from Charlotte and convinced you to come here, whether it's like the pitch from the front office or fan atmosphere you see online?
Yeah, I think their play style definitely suits my build as a player.
Love to hear that.
Very direct and in behind at times. And I think as a 9, I'll stretch the line a lot. And that's something I'll look forward to fitting in pretty quickly. The pitch from the people above was, the facilities here obviously a lot different to what I'm used to. Having the resources around me and the players around me are also going to give me get the best out of me, and I can take things from different areas and players and learn off them as well, because they've played at the highest level. So it's very exciting, and I'm just looking to grow.
I love that. And then my last one is thoughts on the playing in turf here. I'm here in Bank of America Stadium. I know
great question.
Like a concern from foreign players.
I'm pretty sure his old club was
We had turf in Australia when I was growing up. We actually trained on turf a fair bit. There's never going to be bobbles or anything. So, it's exciting. I've stepped out on there and felt the pitch, and it feels really good. And I'm just keen to get out there and play on that stadium, because the atmosphere the other night from watching was outstanding.
Thank you so much, man. Love to have you.
Thank you.
How long did it take you to earn the top spot at Adelaide?
Pretty much pre-season. Just, yeah, battling out.
Stepped right into it.
Yeah, yeah. So I wasn't starting at the start of pre-season, but, yeah, I set my mind to it, and I wanted to be starting by round one, and, yeah, got in there.
Did they have a clear number nine at that point, or were you brought in to, like, fill that spot?
They did at the time. He was a young player. We're both similar ages. And, yeah, it was kind of just the idea of it I got was we're pretty much competition to earn that spot. And, yeah, I pushed myself to the limits to get it. So,
wow. Edonto Clamata, you are officially on notice. You are no longer the only guy in town. Kind of interesting also that I just realized Goodwin chose number 7, Edon 17. Maybe there's kind of like a little bit of a, you know, thing there with both having sort of the 7, 17, you know, there would be 27, 37, et cetera. Yeah, what I got from him there is that I think he knows that he may not displace Edonto Clamata at the starting lineup here in this final 20% of the MLS season and the MLS playoffs. But this is a guy who's going to be coming in hot, looking to lock down the number 9 starting role next year in preseason. You heard of that last bit of Q&A there from Steve and Archie was very illuminative. Glad we stuck around to the end there because he does not lack for confidence. He's a great guy, great kid, great young man with an awesome smile, easy laugh. I'm already a big fan after listening to him. Really want to see him out there on the pitch. I'm a big fan of Edonto Clamata also. I think Toe Clamati has done the perfect thing in the last 6 weeks or so with Patrick Ajimong's departure when he went to the U.S. men's national team and then went to Darby County. You know, Toe Clamati has just has not stopped scoring goals ever since, and that's why he's working his way into Charlotte FC hearts. But if there ever was a drought for Toe Clamati, if he was found himself unable to finish as well as he has been, Archie Goodwin's here. And I think Archie's going to be eyeing the chance to take advantage of every minute he can get and, you know, healthy competition. He mentioned, I don't think he's coming in like, you know, gunning, like, I'm going to get your spot, man. But I think he's like, hey, I don't think he's trying to take Toklamati's spot. He's just trying to find his own spot. And that's what we want as fans, is everybody trying to do their own thing. You know, if you work in a job or a career yourself, you know, like, when it comes to pecking orders and things like that, who doesn't want to be on top? You know, I love all the people that I work with and do the same job as me, but healthy competition for places is a feature of my office and Charlotte FC ranks. It is what it is, and it's always going to be that way, and hopefully it's for the benefit of the club and for all of us as fans. So, Archie Goodwin, welcome. Like I said, later this week, we got Adilson Milanda sale reaction with me and Johnny. We've got a special guest on Wednesday's show that we're going to have. I don't know if our Wednesday show is going to be taped or live, so we'll see. But I think it'll be taped, but it might be live. You never know. But we got a special guest. I don't even want to say the name because I don't want to jinx it. But, you know, it'll be pretty cool if this person comes through. And then we got Red Bulls next weekend at the Fortress, always a mess, to play against New Jersey Red Bulls. Right. And then I got a big trip in my future. I'm headed out of the country, the week after that. So, at the end of next week. So I'm actually going to miss the New England game, which is a road match. And then I think we have like a bye or something. So there's a lot going on in Charlotte FC. Keep it here on Charlotte Soccer Show. And you will, you know, always have the most fun talking about it and listening about it. And because that's what we do here. So until next time, it's For the Crown, baby.